Welcome, everyone, to our first mini-sode episode of our new season, season two. We have a lot of news when it comes to remakes, reboots, and revivals.
Yes. Should we do the new song?
Let's do. Oh, yeah, yeah. We haven't done
it. We haven't done it in a while. Okay.
Let's do the new song.
Let's get some news, 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 news. All right. Let's get some news.
Yeah. Wow. I don't miss it. I thought I did, and now I don't.
I missed it.
So Eddie, I really missed that.
Talk to me. What news do you have? Oh, by the way, I'm Rolando.
And I'm Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
All right. So all what right. news we got?
I'm excited about this. I'm really, I mean, this is almost in tears excited.
Oh, shit.
CBS All Access will be premiering Picard, Star Trek. Picard. This is amazing. This is kind of like in continuation with Next Generation within that timeline of, you know, in Star Trek within that series. And it's basically Picard 20 years later after Star Trek Nemesis, the movie, where he's seems to be dealing still with the death of Data. And how Data saved his life and sacrificed himself in the movie.
In the movie.
And just kind of like not being a captain anymore, just like running his vineyard, his family's vineyard, and maybe feeling a little disconnected.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys ever read The Dark Knight Returns.
No.
Okay. So The Dark Knight Returns kind of explores that story of the hero who has retired and how that life of adventure calls them back. And I think that's always a fun exploration, right? Especially the fact that we have Patrick Stewart returning as Captain Picard.
Yes.
Who I would argue is the best captain in all the Star Trek.
Yeah,
right? Like, he's easily the most memorable, and he's just like, I mean, his bald head, his engage,
except
like,
he's great. Kirk
isn't even as iconic. He might be more everyone knows Kirk, but he's not as good.
But everyone knows, like, Captain's Log.
Not nowhere near as much as people know, I would say, Captain Picard. They may not know his catchphrase, which is engage, but they know Patrick Stewart's Picard.
Okay.
It's that iconic bald head and his, like, very handsome face, but, like, an old man. Like, he's ageless because he's looked the same throughout his whole career that I can remember. Yeah. And, his uniform and stuff.
Why are you
excited? Tell us, because we saw the trailer, so, and we'll put that in the show notes.
Definitely check out the trailer.
Is Patrick Stewart in it?
Yes.
Oh.
But Patrick Stewart is his lead.
Yeah, Picard. He'll be reprising his role as Picard.
Ooh.
And actually a couple of the cast members of Next Generation will be coming back.
Ooh.
So Spinner as Data, and I'm excited about this. Jerry Ryan as Seven of Nine.
Jerry Ryan. Do you make crazy.
Now, she was a character from Voyager, Star Trek Voyager.
She was amazing
on that. Extremely sexy. Just a great actress.
Also, in the trailer, she looks like she hasn't aged.
Oh my God.
When I saw the trailer, I was just like, this? She still looks like this? Good Lord. Good for you.
And you have like William Riker and his wife, Deanna Troi, also returning.
That's a good name, Deanna Troi.
And, you know, they're going to be recurring and returning.
Jonathan Frank. Jonathan Frake?
Frank.
Frakes.
Yeah. He's William Riker. He plays the character.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
William Riker.
Yeah. I mean, that crew was the coolest crew. Is Whoopi coming back?
Don't know.
I hope they surprise us with Whoopi.
So the thing is that this is one. So CBS All Access first brought Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah. Mm.
It's one of the prequel series that it kind of like develops Spock's, young Spock's story. As you know, mostly based on his sister. We find out that he had a sister, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it's a very good series. I enjoy it. So it's done well. It's now a season two, but they're also developing other Star Trek projects. Mm-hmm. So they have Picard as one of them. And there are a couple of things, like short episodes that they're doing, as well as an animated series.
Oh, you know, there was an animated series based off of the original Star Trek.
Yeah. With Shatner and Nimoy.
Do you think it's a continuation of that? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
That because that's still like...
Possibly not.
Mm, probably not. Be interesting, but okay.
This is cool.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am personally excited, and I guess we might as well announce it now, but Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals does plan to cover Picard and the Next Generation.
Much excited.
Oh, you see, I promise you, for someone who enjoys Batman, the Adam West version, you will enjoy Star Trek, The Next Generation. Nowhere near as campy, but there is a level of camp.
Okay.
It's got like a good blend of like seriousness.
But I also enjoy the very 60s-ness of it, which is why I like the original series a lot.
I think you'll enjoy. This one is just good. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is
I mean, it's got
Whoopi. A constantly recurring character who's like, she's not a god, but
does she turn to Picard and be like, Picard, you endanger girl?
But she has moments she may give advice like that.
You in danger, girl.
She gives advice like that. No, she's not a god. She is from an alien race that lived for a very long time.
Okay, I was close.
They're called the listeners. Uh-huh. There's something about them. They're very empathic, even though they never state that they have empathic abilities, like Deanna Troi's character.
I love that.
But there's something about them that when you talk to them, they can tend to draw out in you what you want to say.
Mm. Yeah. You'll love Deanna Troi.
So that's why she's got a great name. That's why she's like she's a great bartender on the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like
her
okay.
Yes, yes. No, it's a fun show.
All right.
And I'm curious to see what happens with
Picard. We'll stay tuned because we will tell them
when it comes out. Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah.
What else?
What other news do we got?
I have news.
Oh, what's?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
So leaving? I posted this on.
Sorry.
On the social media. Wait, what? I missed that. What'd you say?
It's not important.
So I had posted this on our social media page. So follow us, Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I posted it on. But it's official. Saved by the Bell is coming to television.
Oh yeah.
It's coming to the NBC streaming app Peacock. Everyone's getting a streaming app, which is why I was complaining on our social media, just like, how many streaming services do I have to subscribe to?
Yeah.
It's just basically going back to cable. Like, they're just going to be selling us packages of streaming services. You know, you get Amazon, you get NBC, you get CBS,
mm-hmm.
but I had to pay extra for Netflix, you know? That's what I fear we're going to have to go back
to. Yeah.
But anyway, back to Saved by the Bell. So Saved by the Bell is happening, and right now the people that we know who are going to be on it are Mario Lopez, who played AC Slater,
mm-hmm.
and Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse Spano.
Ooh.
Those are the people that we know are confirmed. No Zach Morris, no Lisa Turtle, no Dustin Goldman?
Yeah.
That's his name? Diamond. Dustin Diamond. Thank you.
Well, the chisme is that, you know, Zach Morris said he wasn't even approached for it. So
Oh, you've been reading your news. Yeah. He has gone on record and saying, I didn't even know. I found out with the news.
Maybe they'll do a Roseanne twist and like he died and it's life without Zach Morris.
Actually, no. I already, that'd be cool. For the plot wise, what's happening is
trash.
Zach Morris is president of the United States. Oh, so apparently Zach Morris is president of the United States. And one of his initiatives is to take poor kids from like inner cities and move them to like suburban schools, you know, more affluent schools. And And apparently AC Slater is like the principal of Bayside. And Bayside is one of these affluent schools where like these like less fortunate children are going to be attending. That already sounds problematic, right? It sounds like such a Zach Morris thing to do too.
Yeah, it does. Oh gosh. This is going to be just
there we go. That's our plot already problematic.
Yeah. Wow. How fitting.
I just hope that Jesse Spano has a moment of like her popping pills.
I'm so excited.
I just want that moment again, you know?
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good. I'm so scared.
Iconic, really.
It is. It is. That's if we cover this, like that's obviously the scene we have to recreate.
Yeah.
I'll be Jessica Spano, obviously.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it. Anyone else have any news?
Not looking forward to that.
No, why?
No, because Saved by the Bell is one of those TV shows that you revisit and you're like, oh, this is just straight up trash.
The truth is, oh, no, the show is straight up trash.
Like, I can smell it.
I feel like the show isn't also the show without Kelly and Zach.
Yeah, but when you revisit it, there's nothing romantic about it. It's not like a, at least a Cory and Topanga thing, even though I had a lot of problems with that bullshit relationship. You kind of like, okay, you were supportive of it. Kelly and Zach is trash. Like, there's no redeeming quality.
YouTube series on this that you can link to.
Yes, yeah, of course. Everybody, yeah, if you don't know Zach Morris is trash, you should watch
why
it.
Do you think Kelly is trash?
I think that he just manipulates her and he plays her all the time. And then after a while, it's like, girl, are you fucking stupid? Like, stop giving into his whimsies.
You know, women were just written very weak. I mean, Jessica got addicted to caffeine pills. So
no, yeah. I mean, the women on that show were written so poorly. But they were. That was also, and that's also another problematic thing. But that was a thing that was with fucking Boy Meets World too. All these terrible shows had bad writing of women. It was just the thing.
But don't you think that there's a chance to address the poor writing? If there's a chance to add some depth to these characters.
Kind of like how Fuller House did.
Fuller House. Oh boy.
Just give them children. They're still like grown up like fucking children with issues.
I will watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll report back to you guys if it's worth covering.
Okay. You're excited to watch it.
I am. I wish Zach Morris was in it.
Mm-hmm.
AC Slater. Well, you know what's funnier though? I think AC is the one who's aged more better.
Yeah.
Than Zach Morris.
Yeah, well, Zach's white.
But I mean, keep in mind, Mark Paul Gosselaar is now on that show Mixed-ish. Yes. On ABC, yes.
What is that?
Which is an ABC show. ABC is a competitor to NBC.
It's a spinoff from Blackish.
Yeah.
Mixish?
Mixish. It's a prequel to Blackish, following the mom's story of how she grew up.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's a mixed race. That's why her mom's black.
And her mom is made by...
It's just like growing up in the 80s. Just growing up in the 80s and, you know...
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And what that's it is to feel like not feeling like you either or.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm getting from like.
From the commercials. Yeah, we're giving you so much news right now, guys. Yeah, new shows to watch and everything. What about you, Nicole? Any news on your end?
I do have some news.
Just drop it.
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, that is some. That's interesting news. Okay.
I shared with you guys that apparently Walker Texas Ranger is getting a reboot.
Right, you did. You shared that with us. But tell us more about it.
Apparently Jared Padalecki needs something to do after his 15-year stunt in Supernatural ends, not the other guy because nobody cares. And they Jesse decided Eccles, to
first of all.
Oh, apparently name. People care.
Yeah, he did a voice of I think he was Red Hood or Batman. I forget which one. Go on.
Well, so anyway, they decided that Jared Padalecki's next venture into the brilliant world of acting should be a Walker Texas Ranger reboot.
Jared
Padalecki
was
so problematic, though.
But the show is super problematic.
Not only that, but like he can't fill Chuck Norris's shoes. Chuck Norris is a genuine badass.
Whoa. That show was terrible.
That show was so bad.
It was so bad.
So great.
It's like one of those shows that's so bad is so good.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, we used to get high and we used to watch it like nightly.
Yeah.
In college.
But that's the thing. They're going to like do that whole like, it's just like the 1960s Batman that was like fun and campy. And then you watch Nolan Batman like, oh, this is serious and dark and boring.
Oh, girl.
And that's what they're going to do with Walker Texas Ranger. And I'm a supporter of Chuck Norris. Even before... It became a joke, like in the mid-2000s.
Chuck Norris is a Trump supporter.
Okay, so I people can have their politics and I can still support them.
Not for me. You could be a Republican, I don't mind that, but be a Republican who's anti-Trump.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, Silent Rage is one hell of a movie, and if you haven't seen Silent Rage, you should watch Silent Rage.
You know, I did a movie report for a class about his... the one where terrorists hijack a ship, an airplane.
Lone Wolf McQuaid.
That one. It was for film as an international medium and everything. And I wrote that paper. I was just like, I kind of half-assed it, but I got an A.
Oh.
And the professor was just like, you really spoke about terrorism in an interesting way through the lens of the 80s. And I was just like, yes, I guess I did.
Well, look at you.
I know, right? I'm a very studious person when I want to be.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so that's apparently happening. So a Walker Texas Ranger thing is something that we will do.
I don't know. I can see it being done well.
Yeah.
I don't think Jared Padalecki has like the range to be comedic or campy. So I think it's going to go into that kind of like more serious range.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But
it's probably going to be terrible.
I don't know why I name it Walker Texas Ranger.
Because nowadays you need a title of something else in order for people to watch it. People right. don't take as gambles on new things.
Child's Play.
Yes. Magnum P.I. Yes.
Magnum P.I.
But that got the reboot.
Similar thing, like Tom Selleck's classic, iconic role.
Yeah.
Being played by the much sexier Javier Hernandez. Javier Rodriguez? Javier...
Check it out.
We never did that.
Javier...
Is it still on?
That's a good question. Google.
You know one thing they'll never bring back, though, and if they do, like, shame? Murder, She Wrote.
You don't know that.
They better fucking not.
You don't know that.
J.B. Fletcher solved mysteries for, what, 15 years? Brilliantly? Even though people, the big thing is that they're like, J.B. Fletcher killed all of them. That's where a murder happened every time she went somewhere. That was Angela Lansbury. That's her character, J.B. Fletcher. Oh,
she murdered people?
That was, like, the theory. Is that
she was a
and yeah that J.B. Fletcher killed them all, and that's why she solved all the murders and framed people.
Awesome.
I kind of love that because that's also like bitch
Hernandez.
Everywhere you go.
Jay Hernandez, thank you.
You guys, I'm still talking about Murder, She Wrote.
Okay.
Everywhere you go, somebody dies. So yeah, Murder, She Wrote gets brought up like at least every other episode because it's the best TV show ever.
I could see it being remade with Frasier Crane. As,
no.
As yes.
Thank no. you. Oh that's my God. Yes. Yeah, see.
Wait a minute. Watch that.
But will he be in drag?
No.
Oh, no, I don't mean, know. They're not that stupid.
You know what? Actually, I take that back.
Why see, not?
Kelsey Grammer in drag, solving mysteries?
I mean, that I'd watch.
He played the Beast.
He did. Not the Beast.
In X-Men.
He's just Beast.
Oh.
From X-Men.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I would... that was confusing because we did cover the Beast. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Interesting. Are you excited for Walker, Texas Ranger? Would you watch it?
Yeah, sure. I'd watch it before Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I would not. I would watch in my order: Picard, Saved by the Bell, Walker, Texas Ranger.
This Murder, She Wrote that we came up with: Picard, Walker, Texas Ranger, then Saved by the Bell.
Oh no, no, no! My Murder, She Wrote would be on top of over Picard.
Well, I got one more for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
oh boy! Yes. Oh,
picture it: Brooklyn, the early 1990s. There was crime. There was unsolved mysteries.
Oh, I heard about that.
This
yeah.
was a time period where heroes needed to be called. And a couple of kids from the neighborhood and a friendly ghost got together to solve crimes.
Oh, that's... Okay, no, that's not what I was thinking about.
What? I am talking about the reboot of Ghost Rider.
He's a ghost, and he writes to us. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
I can't believe that's getting a reboot.
I don't know how they're going to make that a reboot.
So,
do you think they're going to do it?
It's going to be four kids.
Okay.
From what I briefly read. So it's four kids. The ghost has released... fictional characters into New York.
Okay.
Fictional characters. And it's all similar thing that they have to figure out mysteries and put things at rest.
What does that have to do with ghostwriting like messages?
I don't know how he's going to... I don't know how the ghost is going to communicate, but I think probably similar.
That's silly. No, because... I mean, the whole reason... Ghost Rider worked as a TV show back then for kids was because we didn't have the ability to send text messages.
Yep.
So the Ghost Rider was literally the device of which they used to send text messages with their pens around their necks.
Yeah.
Right? They would be like,
oh,
help.
That's right. They would
help.
Get the pens.
Yeah. And then that was how they parted the club. And then Ghost Rider would find the other person and be like, help, using whatever letters he could find around here. So, you know, I'm looking at a poster right now that said, it's a mad, mad world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ghost Rider had to figure out, I can't write help with that. So what do I do? And he'd look for more letters anywhere he can to like create the word help.
Interesting.
Do you remember Ghost Rider?
I do. I mean, yeah, I do, but not to that extent.
Oh, I remember Ghost Rider very well. Because every week it. Also was, they were, the mysteries were a week long.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was so each mystery was like five episodes arcs, yeah.
Oh wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's cute. So where are they bringing it back?
So it's premiering November 1st.
Oh wow, this is like
happening. And Apple TV. It'll be on Apple TV.
Oh god. I won't pay for Apple TV.
So
are they bringing back Wishbone?
Are we gonna
do it? That's what I want to know.
Okay. I just want to talk about the roller coaster of emotions you put me through when you did that setup. Picture it. Brooklyn, I was like, oh my god, the Golden Girls, and then you said Unsolved Mysteries, I was like, oh my god, Unsolved Mysteries, but then I went to Ghost Rider. So I just had so many different things there. What a tease.
Oh man.
No, they should never touch the Golden Girls.
They well, will did I you bet hear you. So Jane Lynch is starring in some TV show with someone else, but she said it would be Golden Girls ish like inspired by it, and then the internet went crazy and said Jane Lynch is going to be in the new Golden Girls, and like excited and upset half people. No, someone no? else. And her name is Kathy Griffith.
Griffith is a politician.
Kathy Griffith. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're in like impeachment time right now, so all I'm thinking about is politics.
Yeah. But yeah, so the Golden Girls is not coming back, thankfully. They'll do it soon enough. But right now, I think it's too precious. It's like got all this momentum. Kind of
Betty
White's
still alive.
And Betty White's still alive.
We got to wait until she got, you know, knock on wood. But, you know, you can't touch that.
Eventually,
until...
she will die.
She made a deal with the devil. All right. Well, that's it. What are you guys excited for? You tell us. Where can they tell us, Nicole?
On Instagram at Remakes, Reboots, Revivals.
They can also email us. Where can they email us?
Remakes, Reboots, Revivals at Gmail. And they can hit us up on Facebook. Where is that at?
Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. If you search for it, you'll find us.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
We have a Twitter, but we rarely update it. So.
Yeah, so don't tweet at us.
You know,
we don't recommend that.
I'll see you, but I won't respond.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that's that. So what do we got going on for the people next week?
We actually have a big thing in store for you guys next week. We're doing a crossover episode, and we're finally tackling one of our big issues, the issue of Batman.
I don't know if that's an issue.
Oh, it's an issue, all right.
Oh, God.
Issue 53. Because get it? It's episode 53.
Oh, is it going to be episode 53? Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I wish it was 52 because, you know, the new 52. Oh, speaking of which, we just recently hit our 1 year anniversary.
We did, yeah.
We should have talked about it at the beginning. But congratulations, guys. 1 year of Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. Everyone
clap.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, yes. Thank you for listening for 1 year.
Yes, thank you.
This podcast is possible without you guys, but it's nice to know that people are listening.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense without you guys, but we love doing it.
Yes. So, yeah, send us happy anniversary gifts. I'll take them.
Yeah, aww. Yeah. Send them to us at Remakes, Reboots, Revivals at Gmail.
Paper is the anniversary gift for year one, so cash is paper.
Cash is paper, yeah. Which we accept through Venmo.
Venmo, PayPal. Zelle. You can just send me a social security number, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, until next week,
stay original.